Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Letter Number 3094. This is Baruch Hashem, dated the 11th day of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, after interruption, I was happy to receive your letter dated the 8th day of Kislev, in which you write that your health situation is better. And the Rebbe says, I agree with the professor. Somebody who's an expert in the field. So the Rebbe says, I agree with him. That the reason that you are not feeling well is because you're upset. It's agmas nefesh. And the Rebbe said, So I want to express this even better. So in other words, I agree with the professor, I agree with his analysis, that the reason that you're not feeling well is because you're upset. But the Rebbe says, I wanted to express this better, that the reason you're upset is because you're not strong enough in your trust in the blessed Hashem. Not only does he create the world, not only does he create the world, but he also runs the world. And he leads the world with divine, specific providence of every detail and detail of the life of a Jew. So, if you would strengthen that, and the Rebbe refers to now to the verse of Psalms. You know, they read it all the time. Verse chapter 23. It says that Hashem is with me; I will have no fear. So, when you think about it, that Hashem supervises, you think about it, and with a strength, then you are come to the conviction, as Hashem li loy ira ma yase li odom. Hashem is with me, I'm not afraid. What can man do to me? If Hashem is my protector, man cannot hurt me. To the extent that King David, even though he was in a not proper situation, he was hounded, he was threatened, his life was in major danger. He says, Loi iroro ke'ato imodi. I'm not afraid of anything because you are with me. Because he trusted Hashem, he wasn't afraid of anything. And therefore, David was able to see victories in everything that was not proper, he overcame. And he was victorious in the end over everything. Why? Is because he trusted Hashem and he did not get scared. He was not afraid of people. So why does the Torah tell us about this story? Well, that was, you're going to say, King David, he was a very strong believer. He was a special person. He can trust in Hashem. But how could we expect from simple people? Why did the Torah tell this story, about this story in the Torah? Torah comes from language, a lesson. It's a lesson for us. This must teach us a lesson for every Jew, in every place, wherever he may find themselves. That if you're going to stay strong with the idea, as Atu Imodi Hashem, you're with me, so this will bring, as the end of the verse, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayei, that only goodness and kindness will follow me, will go after me all the days of my life. If you can strengthen your trust in Hashem and know Ato Imodi, that you are with me, then only good and kindness come your way. May the blessed Hashem succeed you, that you should come to this decision in trusting Hashem, as early, as quickly as possible. May the blessed Hashem lead you, and lead you in a way that is good visibly, it appears, and revealed goodness, both in spiritual matters as well as in physical matters. And you should be able, with a calm mind and heart, participate in the community needs to strengthen Judaism, authentic Judaism in your community. So here the Rebbe is telling her what he agrees with the professor's analysis that she is suffering because she's not calm and she's in pain. But Rebbe tells her specifically, encourages her not to be in pain, but to trust Hashem. And when you trust Hashem, then everything turns out for the good. And the Rebbe quotes this verse of Tehillim where it states over there that David HaMelech, King David, he trusted Hashem and he did not fear of anything. And the reason we have this story is because it's a lesson for us. And when you say, Ato Yimadi, you are with me, then only goodness comes to you. The Rebbe says, I am enclosing a booklet for Yitzchak Kislev, which certainly you will utilize on a fitting way to acquaint the people in your community with its contents. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing.